flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Story number one.
Well, as Ron Burgundy would say, that escalated quickly. Last night, literally, if you turn the game on and they were in Cleveland, we're talking about our Hawks, it was like, hey, okay, well, this is not good. Final score was 137-115, but Mike, at one point they led by 20. It was like, man, we couldn't get on a run to save our lives to cut into the lead. But Rishai Shea showed up last night. He had 30 points. I want you to hear one of his buckets in the fourth quarter.
Going to bring it up to Zach Rizashay, who comes across. 9 seconds to go. Zach out there, dribbles right. Zach into the lane, puts up a left-hander, and it's good. Zach Rizashay, a 30-point game. 137-115.
Now, he's growing, man. I mean, look.
No, and he's going to get more minutes. Yes. That's the one positive, is he's going to get all the time. So let's get him as much reps as possible. But I think we debated Alexander Sarr or him. I mean, Sarr looks like developing at a slower pace with his minutes, but the Wizards are a mess. But I do like what we're getting from Rishai.
I do, too. I think he's more versatile than Sarr, man. I think they got the right guy. Trae Young, after the game, though, was asked about not being selected for the All-Star game. All-Star teams came out last night, or the reserves.
Right.
We thought he would be one of those guys. He was not selected. Here's what he said.
I mean, top 24 players, best players in the league, supposed to go there. And they did not get in the top 24 best players. They're missing one. So I was an all-star before tonight. I'm going to be an all-star the rest of my life. So regardless if I'm an all-star in the day.
Yeah, y'all can kiss my butt. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, two times now. He's been to the all-star game one time because alternate one time. You know, we had the one. Remember, they shut up jerry-rigged it to come to Atlanta, the COVID years. Just can't catch a break, man. Can't get the respect. DeAndre Hunter was 25 off the bench last night. He's been great. So that was another solid night. You mentioned Rishai Shea with 30. By the way, Bogey, we talked about him coming through, you know, had some injuries, had some, you know, let's be honest, Carl, had some sluggish nights shooting. He didn't make the trip, and we were thinking, okay, are they going to trade Bogey? What's the circumstance on that? A number of teams are rumored to be interested in Bogey. The Heat, the Nuggets, the Lakers, the Suns.
What are we getting in return?
Don't know.
Tyrese Maxey?
Hey, I'll take Jimmy
Butler. Tyler Hero?
All right, here we go. How about we trade Bogey and all our first-round picks for the next 20 years for Jimmy Butler? Yes, I do that, but that's not going to work.
All right. Look, I think I –
But Pelicans interested. Lakers are interested. Apparently Nuggets may be interested as well.
What are we getting from the Pelicans? DeJounte Murray?
Second-round picks, nothing.
I'm just saying.
You know? I mean, nothing.
Zion?
Hell, man. Well, trade him to John Collins.
Isn't
Utah.
It funny how nobody's talking about Zion at all? What's up, Chris?
Apparently, we're hot and heavy on Brandon Ingram.
I like that.
I like Brandon
Ingram. But I like that before the season.
Yes.
I wanted to add him before the season.
We had this conversation back in – you know what? Now I'm getting even angrier.
But they're not going to pay him, and that's why he's expendable.
They're just going to get him off the books. You're not going to rent him. You want to keep him here. Look, the guy – I know he's built like a pipe cleaner, but that guy fits a lot of needs for this team.
Dude, he can score.
Yes, he can.
He gives you buckets. And
I remember seeing him when he was with Duke – at Alexander McCamish.
He's the one guy, believe it or not, LeBron has said that he wishes they would not have moved on from when the Lakers started to retool.
Is he big, too banged up, though, for you?
Well,
he misses a lot of games.
He does, but I also think he's trying to work his way out of there. I really believe that. I like that. And I only say that moving forward, Ingram, Jalen, Dyson, like now you're doing something. We'll see. Trade deadline is February 6th. Let's get to story two, Big O.
Story number two.
Mike, do you think they're the villain? Because Travis Kelce does. He thinks Kansas City has now become the villain heading into this Super Bowl. Here's what he had to say about it.
I love it. At one point in time, you know, it wasn't that. And,
yeah, you were the Cinder. You guys were the darling of the NFL.
Yeah, I was the do you feel bad for him guys? And
you're now the heel.
I'm enjoying doing this with the guys together, the guys that we have in there, because it's like it just makes us even more of a family.
Kelce's podcast, right, with his brother talking about it. Do you feel that way? You think they're the heel going into this game?
Well, I mean, there's anti-Chiefs sentiment because people are getting tired of them. I'm still not as tired of them as I was of the Patriots, and I said it earlier. I mean, I hate Philadelphia. I don't like those fans. They're animals. So I'm going to roll, even though they got some Bulldogs, the Philadelphia Beagles. I'm still rolling with the Chiefs, man. I just think I'm not there yet. Maybe next year I'll be over the Chiefs. But I just think we got to appreciate the excellence. Mahomes doesn't make the mistakes. You know, how did Brady win all those Super Bowls? How they beat us? We couldn't hold our water, and the Patriots came back. They've been down in every Super Bowl they played in. They always find a way, save for the time they played Brady.
Yep.
So I don't hate those guys, man. I still like the commercials. Andy Reid drawing mustaches on players' faces on an airplane. That makes me chuckle.
It does.
Hey, let's do that again using your nuggies.
Hey, Georgia had a few players at the Senior Bowl, one of them Trevor Etienne. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Mike, we talked about the edge rushers the last couple of days. A bunch of those guys popped. We'll keep an eye out, guys. They still have pro days and all this stuff. Combine's coming up. A lot more information to learn. But Trevor Etienne did address the decision to leave Georgia because, remember, he said he was coming back.
And they never used him enough. The first game he was suspended for the driving issue, so he didn't play against Clemson. Not that they needed him. And then, unfortunately, do you feel it was not a commitment from Bobo, or Bobo couldn't commit to the run because the running game wasn't that great with that offensive line? And those guys who just moved on to the next level? I don't know. To me, Etienne was a great big, not his fault, but a great big nothing based on what we were expecting.
It was not a splash. It wasn't. Coming from Florida, we said, oh, man, he's going to be special with this line.
And remember all the stuff, all the bravado, I'm coming to Georgia because I'm going to win Natties, I'm going to win the SEC. And, you know, yeah, we won the SEC, but I just felt like they never maximized his skill set.
The one game, ironically, and I hate to talk about it, that I thought they used him the right way was the Texas game.
Right.
It's the one game where I felt like they needed his legs, they needed him to make plays, they were consistent in going to him. But to your point, again, I'd love to have that conversation with Mike Bobo, who's still at Georgia,
right,
and ask him, what was holding you back from running the ball the way we expected or the way that Georgia normally does?
Well, I can tell you this time. If there's one time they needed to run the football.
Bobo's still there, right?
Yes, he's still there. Yes. yes, he's still there. Somebody had some reliable sources that were apparently wrong. As far as running the football, less than a minute to go in the first half against Notre Dame. That's been a good time for an ETN draw play.
Oh, I agree.
That's where they lost that game. I still think, look, Notre Dame is a good quality team, and they're physical, and they earned it, but I think Georgia helped them by making some really dumb decisions. Of course, Carl, anytime you give up a touchdown on special teams, that's all she wrote. Literally a 17-point turnaround. The field goal, the score, and the score to start the second half.
Coming up, guys, we are going to talk about the D-line and how UGA is beginning to reshape their D-line. We're going to talk about that at 4 o'clock as part of our dog report. Also, in the 4 o'clock hour, Michael Money Harris, our center fielder for our Atlanta Braves, is going to stop by the show, guys, and we're going to chop it up with Money. He's getting ready for spring training. I think he's going to have a great year. He's healthy. Knock wood, everything looks good, Mike. I mean, all these guys are coming back, and we're going to talk to Money Harris in the 4 o'clock hour.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.